You're listening to Morning Edition on KOSU. I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll. In the years since its inception, YouTube has become massive. It's the second most popular search engine after Google. Lots of YouTube content is related to video games. The long-haired, bearded vocalist known as Smooth McGroove arranges, performs, and produces a cappella renditions of classic video game tracks, from Final Fantasy to Street Fighter. And he has more than 814,000 subscribers to show for it. I spoke with him recently about his process, his background, and his cat.
I started my YouTube channel as just kind of an outlet to do music and post music because I was putting stuff on Bandcamp, just some independent stuff, and it wasn't a cappella. It was where I would play drums, guitar, bass, and sing. And when I realized that YouTube was going to be the best venue to get music out, I took the leap and got into video editing a little bit and started posting my stuff on YouTube. After a few posts, I hit a creative block. So to break the creative block, I had the idea to do a cover of Zelda's Lullaby from Ocarina of Time just with my voice. It sounded like it would be a challenge, but fun at the same time. It would help me just kind of get something out instead of just sitting here like I had been for the past few days. I admit it was rough. I go back and listen to it and watch it now. It's like, oh man, that was, I can't believe, this has this many views now. But I realized that was a lot of fun and I got some really good feedback from family and friends. And so I just kept trying with, I stuck with Ocarina of Time because I really enjoyed that soundtrack and eventually branched off into Final Fantasy and Street Fighter, Mega Man.
What is your process? How long does it take once you decide on a song you're going to do? What's the whole process of doing it and how long does it take to finish the video?
The way I did it initially was just I would pull up a song I was familiar with, like Zelda's Lullaby, sung rough versions of the tracks into my, recording interface, and I broke it up even further because the more tracks you have, the easier it is because you can focus on less at once. So what I would do is I'd just take the multi-tracks and then just stitch them together. So in the beginning, it took about 2 days. I would spend an entire day recording, and the second day I would focus on editing everything and making sure it was good and then post the video. But now it takes closer to 6 or 7 days of solid work to do everything because I spend more time on the arranging process, spend more time on the recording process, spend more time on the editing process, and going back and making sure everything's good. Like the song I'm working on now, I had a finished version pretty much done, but then I go back and listen to it and I realize that the lead track isn't working. So I had to go back and do the lead track, and I realized that one of the tracks that I spent, 3 to 4 hours recording just doesn't work at all. So I had to scrap it. And, it hurts to do that because I spent the time. But so it's long and arduous. But if I keep my head down and focus on what I'm doing, I can get it done in a week. So that's my current process.
You must have a really strong music theory background. I think I read somewhere you're a music teacher.
I don't really have a music theory background. In fact, I never even took a music theory course. I studied drums from sixth grade on. I went to UCO, actually, on a drum scholarship, played jazz band up there for a few years. After college, I just taught music and worked side jobs as well. I grew up in a musical family where my father played guitar, piano, sang, and my mom played piano, saxophone, flute, clarinet, and sang really well. And so I grew up with that environment.
Was there a particular thought process or something that led you to choose to do video game music, or was it just, something familiar that was just different enough to get attention that would be fun because it was, stuff you grew up playing as a kid and you liked the music?
I'll definitely say that I didn't do it for attention. I grew up playing video games. I was that introverted kid sitting in the corner of class because he chose to sit in the corner of class. I had friends in high school and everything, but generally our interests were either music or video games. So, I made one of my best friends in high school. We found out we played Diablo 2, and that's how we became best friends. And you kind of take it for granted when you're a kid, or when you're playing the game, how amazing these soundtracks are for a lot of these games. So, when I got old enough to kind of realize it and to be able to say, man, that battle theme from Final Fantasy VI is actually an amazing composition. I hit a point to where I started listening to it recreationally. I don't know. It just kind of, it was a thing that came to me at that point. I didn't want to cover a pop song. I don't listen to pop music. I didn't want to do an acapella of any rock stuff that I listened to because it just didn't, it seemed like too much work because I did the acapella thing to break a creative block and I didn't want to have another creative block like trying to arrange, a Tame Impala song or something I'd been listening to at the time.
Okay, so I have to know about the cat.
Oh, yeah, Charles. Well, you know, he's our cat, and he's I think he just turned 3 this last September. The story behind him, whenever I was recording that first acapella, he hopped up in my lap because I think he was hungry, and so I just like picked him up and started, you know, doing whatever, you know, like I do with him. I pick him up, either just I pick him up whole or just pick up his front end and like wave him around because he's such a chill cat, and it just kind of became a thing. To where I remember I did one video, I think it was Saria's song. I think that's the only video I ever did that I didn't put Charl in, maybe. And people noticed. And that was early on. That was before I didn't even have 100 subscribers on YouTube, and people were noticing. They're like, where's your cat? Where's Charl? And I was like, oh man, I forgot to put him in. And I realized that's kind of an integral thing. And so I made a point from then on that he's going to be in every video. And luckily he lets me.
Yukon YouTuber Smooth McGroove. You can follow him on Twitter and download his music on louder.fm and on Bandcamp. I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll for KOSU News.